Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back from our busy day to gather as one Klal Yisrael and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 13th day of Cheshvan here in the United States, and already Yom Rivi'i, the 14th day of Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, that the 8 Kedoshim whose bodies are still being unjustly held in Gaza be returned for a proper burial without delay. As we speak, the Red Cross is currently on its way to the handover location in Gaza City to collect the remains of what we hoped is one of those 8 hostages. And Yiras Hashem, please God, that they all be returned without any delay. Today's call is additionally dedicated for Refua Shalema, for Yitzchak David ben Bela, as well as Yaakov Tzvi ben Leah. May they both have a Refua Shalema. Throughout the Shloshim period, as we've been mentioning here, the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizik Call, the dedicated Lulei Nishmas, Rabbi Moshe Howard Zatzal, our beloved Executive Vice President, whose wisdom, warmth, and leadership continues to inspire us. Each day as we gather to recite Tehillim and share words of Chizuk, we do so in the spirit of Rabbi Howard's lifelong mission to bring Torah, Tefillah, and care for all of Klal Yisrael into our every moment. May the words of our tefillos, of our prayers, be a zechus, be a merit for his neshama, and a source of comfort for all who mourn his loss. On behalf of the OU, it is my honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yaakov Trump of the Young Israel of Lawrence Cedarhurst in Cedarhurst, New York, to share words of Dibrei Chizik, as well as some thoughts and reflections on his relationship with Rabbi Howard Zatzal. Following Rabbi Trump's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, Rabbi Trump will lead us in Achenu, both in Hebrew, followed by English, and the Mishaberach Be'aradir Chayalim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim. Rabbi Trump will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Lechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Trump.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, and thank you to the OU for facilitating this incredible daily gathering, where people come across the country and the world to take a moment to daven, to think, and to gain chizuk together. This month, we are thinking very specifically about Rabbi Hauer, who is a Zichron Livracha, who enabled, who instigated this call, who pulled us all together. We continue to be together in his memory as we continue the legacy he began in so many ways. I would like to share 3 thoughts that relate to Rabbi Hauer, and these 3 thoughts are going to be framed by the notion of his namesake, Moshe Rabbeinu. 3 ideas which reflect an idea very much germane to the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu and to Rabbi Hauer that we can learn, appreciate, and garner from. The first is as follows. When the nation of Israel appears first at the Dead Sea, they're appearing on the banks of the sea. The nation of Egypt is close on their tracks, and they're in a state of disarray. They don't know if they're now going to be caught as an enslaved nation, being brought back perhaps to be murdered or re-enslaved. And they're standing on the banks of the sea, and we're told a very mysterious thing. Vayisa malach ha'elokim ha'olech lifnei machane Yisrael vayelech me'achareihem. The angel of God, which was right behind, which was in front of the camp, moves to behind the camp. And there's very little explanation as to what angel are we talking about. What is this angel that was in front of them is moving behind them? the Mephoshim tried to explain, and it couldn't could refer to an agency of God. The Ibn Ezra explains it refers to the Amud Ha'anan, the pillar of cloud that was leading the way for the first 7 days after their escape from Egypt. And now that cloud returns behind them to protect them from the Egyptian army. The Ramban Nachmanides suggests that maybe it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malach Elokim, the expression of Hashem in this world as justice. Hashem is about to turn on his justice upon the nation of Egypt, and therefore it goes to the back of the nation of Israel. However, Rav Meir Simcha Odzinsk, the Mirsha Chachma, makes a profound observation, and that is that the Malach Elokim, the angel of God, that used to be in the front of the nation and is now moving to the back of the nation, refers to none other than Moshe Rabbeinu himself, the leader of the Jewish people. Why was Moshe told to step to the back? The answer is, says the Mishnah Chachma, to enable every person in Israel to step forward. As Hashem had just said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Matitzach elei daber b'nei Yisrael v'Yisrael, don't call out to the eternal nation of Israel to travel forth into the sea. They need to take the first step in the mutual partnership of showing that they believe in me by stepping into the sea. And in order for that to happen, you need to step away. You need to give them the space so that they can become the leaders they need to be. And therefore, the Malach Hashem, the leader of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, had to make space for them to show their faith, for them to be the leaders necessary to warrant the miracle. This is point number one. And point number one of Adrabba Hawa, and it is very much apropos, is the space that he would create for others to be leaders. Giving the space, not just in terms of physical space, but space in silence. Whenever one would have a conversation with Rabbi Hawa, there would always be silence. Whenever one would finish a sentence, he wasn't thinking to respond, he was thinking to understand. He was thinking to truly appreciate the ideas you had brought to the table. He'd give the space for people to do things, both in his shul, his community, in the OU and around the world, the space for others to lead. Let the Malach Elokim, let the Moshe, move from in front to behind to create more leaders. The second idea moves further on this topic, and that is, as we know, that if one were to want to drink milk from a non-kosher animal, so for instance, the topic that's discussed in Shulchan Aruch is a lion's milk. Obviously, a bit of an impractical type of milk to get. But let's say one were to get one's hands on lion's milk. Is that kosher or not kosher? It's not the lion itself. It's not a non-kosher animal. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that something which comes out of an animal which is impure is itself is impure and may not be consumed. The exception to this is human milk. A human being is not allowed to be consumed, and yet their milk is. So the question that comes is, that let's discuss in the Shulchan Aruch, is may a Jewish child nurse from a non-Jewish woman? That's the question that's talked about in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch indicates that it's preferable to avoid if an alternative is possible. Why is this the case? The Vilna Gaon, in the Bir HaGaon, his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, observes, he quotes the Medrash, a very well-known Medrash, that Moshe Rabbeinu, as an infant, chose not to nurse from any of the non-Jewish women, the Egyptian woman, when he was found by the daughter of Pharaoh, which is why Miriam went and found a nursemaid who turned out to be his own mother. Why? Because Pesha said, Adonai Hashina, the mouth which in the future would speak to the divine presence, should not be even consuming milk, which is coming from a less than optimal source. The problem with this Vilna Gaon's sourcing of the Salaka and Shulchan Aruch, that it's preferable for a Jewish child not to nurse from a non-Jewish mother, is that this is based on an anomaly, an exception to the rule. When it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, whose mouth is going to have conversations with the divine, then it makes sense that we want to make sure that it should be absolutely sensitive. Everything should be the best of the best. But let's be honest, most of our children are not going to have conversations with God like Moshe Rabbeinu did. So how can you make a rule? How can you regulate a society based on an exceptional case like Moshe Rabbeinu? Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, the MS Yaakov, makes an observation And that is because that is how we educate. We educate every child with the potential that they too can become a Moshe Rabbeinu. We educate not towards mediocrity, we educate towards excellence and exceptionalism, that every child could be that Moshe Rabbeinu. Research has shown in the 1960s, Robert Lowenthal and Nora Jacobson did a study in a public elementary school in California where they studied an entire class, they took the IQ test, and they told the teachers that 20% of these students were exceptional. 8 months later, in fact, they were exceptional, their grades were, outperformed the rest. What is lesser known is that those children were selected at random. They were not correlated to the IQ test. The teachers related to them in a better way because they were told that these children were exceptional, and the children therefore responded to that expectation. It's so important to remember this when we bring up our children. What is our attitude to their potential? What is our way of looking at the capacity they have to grow, to build, and to become? I feel like Rabbi Hauer always looked at every person he touched, every person he had a conversation with, that person was the perfect person who could become the best they could be. When at the Shiva house, his sons-in-law would describe how he'd walk to shul, holding them like their arm in arm as they walked to shul, such pride in his sons-in-law. And then I remember that that's the way he used to walk with his friends and the rabbanim in the offices as well. Whenever he saw somebody, he'd love to walk arm in arm with them because he's so appreciated. He so truly believed in every person around him. We now move to the third and last idea today, and that is the idea about Moshe Rabbeinu's absence. You know that Haman is very excited that the poor, that the lottery fell in the month of Adar because he understood that that was the month that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. The Gemara tells us that he didn't know or didn't realize that it was also the month that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, which is strange. You know, you'd expect Haman to have read the full Wikipedia article on Moshe Rabbeinu, and he would have figured out that the birth was there as well. What does the Gemara truly mean? I believe it really relates to the timing as well. We always talk about Purim, we always get to Purim the week of Parshas Tetzaveh. Parshas Tetzaveh is the only Parsha, says the Bala Turim, from the time Moshe Rabbeinu enters the scene in Shmos till the end of the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is absent. There's a number of reasons why that is. Maybe it's the furthest Parsha from Kisiso, and Moshe Rabbeinu says M'chein on the Sifrucha. But if you think about it more deeply, the Oznai in the Torah, as Sorotskin explains, if you look at the leaders of other religions, you know, in the holidays, Xmas is a holiday celebrating the birth of the Messiah of the Christians. Easter is the commemoration of the death of the Messiah. Leaders take on an oversized role. They can save all the sinners. They will come back. In Judaism, nothing could be further from the truth. Our law giver is called Anavi, called Adam, more humble than any other person. We don't do pilgrimages to his grave because it's an unknown site. We don't make festivals on his birth or his death day, because Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness was the fact that he was not an influencer. He was not a person who sought his own aggrandization. And it was therefore specifically his greatness was seen in his absence. He's no longer in the parasha. Why? Because he sacrificed himself for the nation of Israel. It is always the yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, the week of Tetzaveh, the week before Purim, to emphasize this moment. And in a certain sense, that's precisely what Haman misunderstood. He misunderstood that Moshe Rabbeinu's birth was also in Adar, which means because Moshe Rabbeinu did not live for himself, when he disappeared, in a certain sense, there was a birth of Moshe Rabbeinu because his personality continued, not because he sought that, but because he did not seek that. This explains one last idea, which is that there's two Az Yashers in the Torah, one in Parshas Beshalach and one in Parshas Chukas. They're both about the water. The one is sea splitting and the other one is the well of Miriam, destroying the enemies of the nation of Israel. There is only one difference. Here's how it reads in Beshalach. Az Yashir Moshe uvnei Yisrael sashir azayis. In Parshas Chukas, Az Yashir Yisrael sashir azayis. The difference between those two splitting is at the beginning of the 40 years in the desert, Moshe Rabbeinu's name appears in the song as he leads and conducts the choir of Israel singing. At the end of the 40 years in the desert, Az Yashir Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu is absent, because he no longer needed to be there, because he'd stepped back, because he had a nation who was going to do his bidding and the ideas he wished to see, even without him having to be there, because he believed in them so much that he wasn't needed to conduct that choir once again. Moshe Rabbeinu's birth was in his death, because he believed so firmly in the future of Israel, the future of Israel truly would continue. And this speaks so much to Rabbi Hawa. Rabbi Hawa, who believed in so many people, who believed in the future of Israel, who believed in the goodness in every Jew, a person who not criticized other Jews. In his absence, perhaps there is a birth in the greatness of the others he truly believed in. And Ezra Hashem, Yizichra Baruch, may his memory be truly a blessing. May all the belief he had in others and in every Jew come to fruition. May he continue to sing, even without him standing in front of us. We're now going to pivot into the Tehillim. As Rabbi Hillel said, we're going to start with Tehillim Chaf. We're going to say Tehillim Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed together. Here we go. Anatzeach Nizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagev Hoshem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Mitzion Yisadeko. Yizkol Kol Minchosecha, V'olosucho Yidash Nesela. Yitenet Lecha Chil Vovecha, V'cholatosko Yimalei. Yirana Nabi Shua Secha V'Shein Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Nish'al Secha. Ato Yodati Ki Yoshia Adonai Nishichoi. Ya'aneu Nishrei Kodshoi, B'Gvurois Yeishan Yininoi. Elev Orechev V'Elev Asusim. V'anachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir. Hema Kor'u V'Nafonu. V'anachnu Kamnu V'Nifadod. Adonai Yoshia HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'Yom Koreinu. We now move to Tehillim Kuf Chof Aleph, 121. Shir Lama'alois, Esa Einai El Heharim, Me'ayin, Yovoy Ezri. Ezri Na'im Adonai, Oise Shamayim V'oretz. Al Yitain Lamot Raglecha, Al Yonum Shomrecha. Inei Lo Yonum V'lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzilucha Al Yad Yinecha. Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakeko V'yoreach Baloilo. Adonai Yishmorecha Mikoro, Yishmorez Nashecha. Adonai Yishmor Tzeisecho V'Echa Me'ata V'Adonam. We now move to Tehillim Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir Ma'alois, Imam Akim Kerasecha Adonai, Adonai Shema V'Koli, Tien Oznecha Kashivois L'Kol Tachanunai, Ima V'Nois Tishmor Yo, Adonai Mi'amoi. Ki Imcha Aslicha L'Man Tivorei, Ki Visi Adonai Kirsa Nashi, V'Livro Yocholti, Nafshil Adonai Yishamerim L'Boiker, Shamerim L'Boiker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Ki Adonai Chesed V'Adayim Ha'Fadus U'Yivdeh Yisrael Mikol Avon Asaz. You now say Achenu, both in Hebrew and in English. Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael Anesuni Batzara U'Vashirya Andin Bein Bayom U'Vein Bayom Ashah Amokunir Achen Aleihem Yopenei Torah Yirvacho Me'afel Elo Ara Mishibud Ligu'una Hashtar Ba'agalo U'Vizman Koriv V'Namar Amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. Now, swiftly and soon, may I say, Amen. We now continue with the Mishaberach, the prayer for the Israel Defense Forces. Mishaberach Avosenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yivorech Eschayelei Tzor Hagana Yisrael V'Anshei Kechos HaBitachon. Andim al Mishmar Arteinu Vorei Eloheinu. Megavul ha'avonon v'alimah v'itrayim, in hayam ha'gadol ad levoi ha'arava, v'kol makom shehem v'yabasho v'avir v'yam. Yitenu na yasavenu ha'komim aleinu n'igotim v'fneihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishmo v'yatsil eschare mikol tzoran tzuko mikol nega u'machana. Yishlach rocho v'atzbacho b'chol ma'ase yedeihem. Yad esparim v'tachtiyem v'yatrem v'chesar yishua v'ateres v'tachoyim. Kuyam mo'em ha'kosu, ki adna eloheichem. And finally, you say Mishaberach for those who are ill. I'm going to stop for 30 seconds in the middle, but to mention the means in this prayer. Mishaberach Avosenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David Shlomo U'Yivorech Es HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimonei Rachamim Aleihem, Nachrimam, Yirapesam, Nachazikam, Nachayosam, Yishlach Lehem Refuah Shlema Min HaShemayim, Lechol Evoreihem, Lechol Gidaihem, Lesorech Shach Ali Yisrael, Refuah Nefesh, Refuah Saguf, Hashta Bagola Uvizman Koriz, Midamar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Trump. Great to have you on, and we look forward, please God, in your Hashem, to having you back on the program and in your future. I want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her coordination behind the scene. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe, wonderful day.